Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to another version of the DDP. We're heading deeper into the month of September. We're actually on the other side now, the second half of the month, and we are praying that God's favor is resting in your life and blessing you in every day. It has been a restful month for us. We are not doing any preaching out from our home church in the month of September, and then we crank it back up a little bit in October. I'll tell you about that at the first of the month, but we are content to just be at rest and enjoying our time being at home for a little while. I'm talking about 2 Chronicles 7:14, but more specifically, we've been talking about the blessings and the cursings that so many of us, unfortunately, link to righteousness and sin. And we told you as we went off yesterday, consider Job, who definitely sees what appears to be a curse, and it's not linked to him having done things wrong. So why do those things exist? I want you to get out of the mentality, if you're in it, that good things happen to you if you are acting righteously, and then bad things happen to you if you act in an unrighteous manner. In fact, don't think about righteousness in terms of morality at all. Think about righteousness in terms of standing, not action. For too long, we have thought of righteousness in terms of action. We say, act righteously, or that was a righteous act. But righteousness is actually right standing with God. It is not a condition of action. It's a condition of, it's a proper noun, it's a condition of placement. If you are righteous, then you are in right standing with God. So if you are righteous and you do something that the unrighteous would do, might be the best way to say it, it does not make you unrighteous. As one very simple illustration I've heard said, doing unrighteous deeds do not make you unrighteous any more than sitting in a garage makes you a car. Well, that's true. I guess the analogy works. It works for me. It doesn't make me what I do just because I do it. If you can get out of that mentality, you can get away from the I'm blessed when I do good and cursed when I do bad. Listen to Matthew 5. Jesus says this regarding loving your enemies. Matthew 5:43. You have heard that it was said you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. There's a couple of things about this I want to point out. First of all, notice, some people are going to bless you. Some people are going to curse you. Some people are going to do good to you. Some people are going to hate you. Some people are going to spitefully use you. Some people are going to persecute you. And there is nothing in that text that says you deserve it. There's nothing that says God's going to make them do that to you because you've been evil. So just because there are bad things happening in your life, break the works mentality cycle that is screaming in your ear. That's your evil conscience, by the way, screaming in your ear. You must have done something wrong. I can't tell you the people that have come to me over the years, sat down in my office and said, Pastor, let me list off all the things that are going wrong. And then at the end of the list, they would say, I want to know, what did I do to make all of this happen? And that is such a cycle of works, and we don't even realize how works-driven we're being, and when we're works-driven, we're self-righteous. I'll tell you the other thing about this passage tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.